listener production.
Hi and welcome to your local news briefing. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A bit of a mixed bag weather-wise today. Mackay will be sunny on its way to 31 degrees, mostly sunny and 32 in Rocky, while Gladstone will be partly cloudy, maybe with a shower and heading for 30. Here's what's making news this Monday, December 5. Water warnings after busy weekend along our coast. The new program trying to fill GP vacancies and the local etching his name in motorsport history. Emergency services are reminding us to be prepared if we're hitting the water this summer following a busy weekend off the central Queensland coast. A family had a lucky escape on Saturday morning, winched and ferried to safety after their boat sank off Great Keppel Island. Four people, two of them children, were found clinging to a floating cooler box in waters, with the RACQ Cap Rescue, Coast Guard and police called in to help, though thankfully none were injured. A day earlier, the chopper was called to a distress beacon activated near Port Curtis, though that was found to be a false alarm. Meantime, a new report this Check Your Pool Gate month has revealed close to half of pool owners forget to check the area is safe, while almost a third let their child swim unsupervised. That's despite almost a third of drownings in kids under five happening in pools. Swim Safety Ambassador Laurie Lawrence says backyard pools are a forgotten danger.
Teach your kids to swim. It's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. Because if an accident occurs, you've got more chance of saving a child if you can perform CPR at the site of the immersion.
Drowning deaths in Queensland rose by 25% last year. Let's get to other news now. Australia's peak body for general practitioners has trialled a program aimed at addressing Queensland's rural and remote GP shortages, such as those we've seen in our region, particularly in the coalfields. The program places registrar doctors in shortage areas with remote supervisors instead of on-site managers. RACGP President Dr. Nicole Higgins says it's important these communities have doctors.
This is a way of ensuring that we have GPs in a country town. Because country towns, to survive, really need to have a GP there to attract, you know, other professionals such as teachers, police, nurses, etc.
The RACGP is looking to trial the program in 10 to 20 new towns early next year. And construction on the new hospital at Serena is progressing well, according to the Mackay Hospital and Health Service. Walls are now going up on the $31.5 million project following some early delays due to weather. The new hospital will be able to house 19 beds when it opens by the end of next year. Checking sport now, Mackay's Declan Fraser has claimed the Super 2 Series title in Adelaide, cementing his name among some of motorsport's best. Here's the moment the 22-year-old crossed the line thanks to Seven.
Fraser is your champion for 2022.
And CQ's under-18s cricket side has done the region proud at the North Queensland Country Championships. Things started with a narrow loss against North Queensland on Friday night. CQ then went down to far North Queensland. Things ending on a high note, though, with a comfortable win over Mackay with Sunday. Thanks for joining us. I'll be back later with more local news.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.